It's the thin line between love and hate, y'all. The United States has big problems in its love life. I don't think you all heard me. I said the United States has big problems in its love life. Can I get a witness? Thank you. We are the nation with a long, painful series of broken relationships. We like to conceal our sordid past. So often have we slept with the enemy. Who can forget the case of Afghanistan at the end of the Cold War? Quiet as it's kept, we used to love the Taliban. Oh, Taliban, baby. This looks like a match made in heaven. Hey, you're just the one to help me get back at that slut, Russia. We had a thing together during World War II, but then we drifted apart. I could have lived with it, but she started sleeping around Eastern Europe, Latin America, all those African nations. It was a downright disgrace, and then she turned Cuba against me. I busted into their bedroom during the Bay of Pigs, but they threw me out. Oh, the shame of it all. Taliban, I think you're just the one to help me forget. I think we have something special. And we courted the Taliban. We sent advisors. We sent terrorist training. We thought it was really gonna work out for us. The rest, of course, is history. But let's take another case, that of our Latin lover, Noriega. Oh, Manuel, baby, it's gonna be you and me against the rest of the Americas. Woo! I get so hot thinking about hemispheric hegemony. This one was a steamy but tawdry affair. It involved a lot of cocaine and ended up with George Bush W.'s daddy drunken and fighting in the street screaming, "Give me back my canal, you cheap hussy!" Yes, there's a thin line between love and hate. The U.S. went on a stalking vendetta. The lover ended up behind bars. It was very ugly. And you would think that maybe, just maybe, the United States would seek some professional help. We might go to the United Nations for some counseling. We might check into a meeting of Megalomaniacs Anonymous. We might join an anger management group to work on our issues with domestic and international violence. We might read a self-help book like Smart Countries, Foolish Choices. Or that other one, Countries Who Hate Everyone and Wonder Why No One Loves Them. Or that bestseller, The U.S. Is From Mars, Everyone Else Is From Venus. But no! No! We keep repeating the same dysfunctional relationship patterns. And then there came the case of Saddam Hussein. Maybe it was all that oil that turned us on. It was the real thing, or so we thought. We sent little love notes via the CIA. We sent weapons, terrorist training. We told all our secrets. Hot Baghdad nights hollering, "Who's your daddy?" Poppy Bush slapping Saddam's ass, fantasizing about world domination. But then it went wrong. It always goes wrong. It goes wrong. It goes wrong because in our foreign policy, we almost always pick the wrong person to support. And once again, there's a thin line between love and hate. And we love to hate on countries and regimes we used to love. We are the makers of the dictators. We are the haters, the red baiters, the Darth Vaders, reducing Middle Eastern majesty to rubble and craters. And I say to George W., our occupying president, this is a family disease. It is a sin and a crime that you would follow in your father's dysfunctional footsteps. What do all of these relationships have in common? Us, the U.S., we are the problem. And attacking Iraq or Afghanistan or North Korea or any other country is not and will never be the solution.